24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Whose version is that?
This is called The Trap Geek.
How many people do this song?
I counted over 100.
So we're going to have 2 years of different versions of Life is a Highway?
I think we are.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, welcome everybody. It's Terry.
And Sherry.
And Trish.
Yes.
We have a special guest.
Hey everybody. I'm so happy to be here with Terry and Sherry today to talk about Kingston Writers Fest.
Yeah, we are delighted today to have Trish Krause with us. She is a member of the festival committee for the upcoming Kingston Writers Fest, which is very important. Obviously, reading is an important skill for everyone, so we always are pleased to support that and anything that our friend Trish does. So today, our theme is going to be songs that either were inspired by novels, are about a love of reading, or poets. And Trish actually picked the music, which I think she found pretty fun.
It was great to do it. There was no end to the numbers of songs that we could have picked about great poets, great writing, novels, finding a way to write writer's block, the whole thing.
Yeah, very fun. And I actually really enjoyed the list when she emailed it to us. There were a number of things on here. I was like, oh, I didn't think of that. She chose a Dolly Parton song. I don't know if we're getting to it because
we're
not getting to that one. I liked it anyways. But Dolly Parton is a huge advocate for literacy.
Yeah, she always has been. And it's really heartening to see the things that she's done for children. She has the Imagination Foundation, which means that she gives away thousands and thousands of books every year for kids across America and Canada. And it's just a philanthropy for her because she believes so strongly in the written word and in reading.
She's a good lady. Mm-hmm. We've talked about her a lot on this show because I highly believe in Queen Dolly and King Kenny. God bless his soul. He's gone now. However, I'm one day going to get to Dollywood. We've also talked about that. So why don't we turn it over to Trish to kind of give us a high-level overview of what the Kingston Writers Fest is about, when it is, the various events that are taking place around Kingston, and why it's so important.
Thank you, Sherry. We're so happy to be here. Thank you so much for the time here. We are back, baby. 17 seasons now for Kingston Writers Fest, and it runs next week, September 18th to 21st, and it's downtown at the Kingston Marriott Hotel. Everything is all under one roof this year, except for a few free events around town that we can talk about a little bit later. But we've got a wide array of programming for readers, for writers, for writer wannabes, for all kinds of people who are interested in the word. And in fact, our theme this year comes from the Queen herself, Margaret Atwood. Mm-hmm. Our theme is a word after a word after a word is power. And this comes from a poem that Margaret wrote many decades ago. It still rings true today. And it's really become kind of a rallying cry for writers, for poets, for journalists, for truth tellers and truth seekers. More important than ever today, I would say. And we're so pleased to, you know, be able to bring the Writers' Fest back again. And whether you are interested in coming and listening to some amazing authors talk about their books and some conversations with, you know, panel discussions, or whether you are a writer at any level of your interest or your career, we have 14 master classes that are being taught about everything from memoirs to character development to poetry to children's literature to humor. So anything that you might be interested in writing about and stretching yourself a bit, there are lots of opportunities there as well.
That's amazing. And you said this is a fully new committee this year?
It is. We have a new board and a new committee. And in fact, we have a couple of people to really call out and thank, Marilyn Simons and Jan Walter, who were original members of the Writers' Fest committee 17 years ago.
Good for them to
help us again kick off
this. Kind of get back to the roots.
Absolutely. And to make sure that this is really a transition year for the festival. And we're going to be looking to grow in a whole different way next year and build on what we've been able to put together this year. We're super excited about it. We really had an opportunity to be reborn from a near closure earlier this year, and it has helped us to be re-energized and to test the community's appetite for arts and culture and reading and literature, and we know it's there now.
For sure. This is an intelligent town. We have a lot of academia here and a lot of very smart people and a lot of people hungry for education, obviously, with all of our schools here.
Yeah, so it's just thrilling. I mean, the people that we have coming, you know, we have award winners from local community here and from across Canada. There are Giller winners. There are Booker Prize nominees and winners. There are Governor General's winners. We have an amazing group of people coming this year, and still tickets available. So we say, come on town.
What has the community response been like?
It's been great. We are really heartened by how we've been re-embraced this year. Ticket sales are going well. In some cases, they are flying off the shelf. So if you're ready to go, I would say do it now, and it's easy to get them. You know, KingstonWritersFest.ca, and pick your choice.
Right. Is there an event that you are particularly excited about?
Oh, I can hardly wait. I mean, I will be working. I will be working at a number of them, but there's so many that are exciting to think about. I mean, one of the things that I really love is that we've got an event coming up on Sunday with Ian Williams, who is a Giller Award winner, and Maria Riva, who is a Booker-nominated author. And it's called Wild Rides. And I would really say that the conversation between the two of them about their brand new books, it's going to be stellar. It'll be fire.
That's very cool.
What are their brand new books? Want to give us a hint? Want to give us a little preview?
Yes, I totally can. So Maria's book, one second here, I just want to get the title 100% right.
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
Maria's book is called Endling, and Ian's book is called You've Changed. And really, they're both about how people react to certain situations in their lives and the conversations that happen between people and situations in the natural world and also situations in their own personal lives sort of juxtapose. They're both books like you would never necessarily have read before. Both of them are such good storytellers and have such deep thought in everything that they do. You'll love the books and you will love the conversation.
Have you read the books?
I have read both books.
I had a feeling you had a sneak peek at them because she's glowing.
Yes,
and
yes.
Smiling like you know a secret.
Yeah, I have read
them
both.
So you've got a preview.
And, you know, just to talk about Maria for a minute, she is, as I said, a Booker nominee, and there are very few authors from Canada who have been nominated or who have won that. So, and this is her debut novel.
Wow.
So tell me, what is a Booker nominee?
So the Booker Prize is one of the most prestigious prizes for literature in the world.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And
we don't have one.
No. So it's kind of like an Emmy or it's like a Golden Globe. It's that for writers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same as the Giller is also in Canada here. It's amazing. The Governor General's Award. There's many, many wonderful awards. But the Booker, people always are super excited because it's global.
Oh, absolutely. That's great. So do you want to go ahead and let's talk about the first song that we wanted to play?
Yeah.
And how it relates back to literature. I know Terry and Trish were talking ahead of the show about how passionate they are about this particular band and the song, so I'm going to let you guys take it away.
So we've played Moxie Fruvis in the past, obviously on the show King of Spain, also in our trivia. I quite like the band and I like their music. They do a lot of stuff about Toronto and the GTA. They've played a whole bunch of different stuff in regards to that. But you picked it specifically for one reason. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, I sure did. The name of the song is My Baby Loves a Bunch of Authors. And it's kind of satiric and it's got a little tongue-in-cheek going on. But, you know, it's a fun story. And I think we should just hear it.
All right, here we go.
All right.
My Baby Loves a Bunch of Authors.
Thank you. my story reading, baby. You should hear the things that she says. She says, hun, drop dead. I'd rather go to bed with Gabriel Garcia Marquez. Cuddle up with William S. Burroughs. Leave on the light for bell hooks. I've been flirting with Pierre Burton because he's so smart in his books. I like to go out dancing. My baby loves a bunch of authors. My heart's a broken bleeding. Baby's just sitting there
doing some reading.
So I started watching some TV. Played my new CD player too. She said, turn it off or I'll call the cops and I'll throw the book at you. All this arguing made me get dizzy. Called my doctor to come have a look. I said, doctor, hurry, he said.
Don't worry, I'll be over when I'm finished my book.
I like to go out dancing. My baby loves a bunch of authors. We've been living in hovels. Spending all our money on
brand new novels.
So I got myself on a streetcar and it drove right into someone. You know, the driver said,
I was looking straight ahead.
But he was reading the Toronto Sun.
So
my honey and me go to a counselor to help figure out what we need. She said, well, get your love growing.
But before we get going, here's some books I'd like you to read.
I like to go out dancing. My baby loves a bunch of authors. Lately we've had some friction. My baby's hooked on
short works of fiction.
So we split and went to a party. Some friends my girl said she knew. But what a sight, cause it's author's night and the place looks like a who's who. Now I'm pounding the yuzu
with Mario Puzo.
Who's a funny fella?
W.B. Kinsella.
Who brought the cat?
Or Margaret Atwood.
Who needs a shade?
He's Robertson Davies.
I thought they started a food fight. Salmon mousse all over the scene. Spilled some dressing on Doris Lessing. These writer types are a scream. I like to go out dancing. My baby loves a bunch of authors. We'll be together for ages.
Eating and sleeping and.
Eating and sleeping and.
Und sleeping und.
Turning pages.
Yeah!
Well, I love that song.
That was really fun. I've got to admit, I've never heard it before. And I like being introduced to new music, but I was bopping along and I thought that was really fun.
Well, like I said, Moxie Fruvis does a lot of GTA stuff. You heard the, you know, the Toronto newspaper. Like, yeah. It's, they're just a fun little group. So I want to ask about the tickets. You're giving away tickets, right?
Yeah, we've got a pair of tickets to give away for one of our Authors on Stage events. It's called Mystery at the Marriott.
Oh, very nice.
I know. It's amazing stuff. And the two books that are being featured there and the two authors are The Maid's Secret by Nita Prose. And you may be familiar. Nita has a number of books out in this Maid's series.
I bet maids know a lot of stuff.
They sure do. And, you know, I don't know about The Maids at the Marriott, but nonetheless, you know. And the other one is called Widows and Orphans. And it is written by Kate Hilton and Elizabeth Renzetti. They actually wrote it together. And this is the second in a series of books for them. And it's really about a small town journalist. And this one is particularly interesting because it takes place at a wellness retreat.
Oh, interesting.
At a hotel. So it's going to be on Saturday, September 20th at 10 o'clock in the morning at the Marriott downtown here. And we have a pair of tickets to give away.
All right. How do we want to give them away, Tara?
Well, I think what we should do is we've got a lot of fans that come and listen to our show and then they show up for trivia. So I think as soon as trivia starts tonight, the first person to come up and say Moxie Fruvis, you
that's
win the tickets.
Okay.
So if you're listening and you're coming to our trivia tonight, you tell me Moxie Fruvis, you're going to get some Mystery at the Marriott tickets.
Excellent. Just as a sidebar comment, I am so impressed with the renovations the Marriott has done. It is lovely in there. It was always a nice hotel, but their lobby now is gorgeous.
Yeah, we're very happy to be under one roof, and they've treated us well, and it's going to be so nice for readers and authors and everybody to be able to be together and to have all kinds of conversation there.
Yeah.
So it's great to be there.
That's a great facility.
Their food is fantastic, just
saying.
Their
food is fantastic, absolutely. All right, we're going to move along to another song, and we're going to play, again, I'm learning so much today because I don't know this band, but we're going to play the Arrogant Worms. And again, Trish and Terry, we're both kind of excited about this, so I'm feeling a little left out. I don't know all that much alternative, and it might not even be alternative. It just might be my whatever, my naiveness. That's not a word, but my naiveness. But you guys were pretty excited about this, and we're going to play The Last Saskatchewan Pirate, which I'm also interested in hearing. Trish actually was from Saskatchewan.
Yes, this is not my theme song. I am not a pirate. Okay. However...
Thank you for clarifying.
However...
That pirate ship in the parking lot's not yours? All right.
Well, we out on the prairies, sometimes we call, like, you know, tractors the pirate ships.
Oh, okay.
Prairies, you know, so anyways, it is cool, and it's a cool song, and we love the idea of focusing on the arrogant worms, Terry, right?
Yes, absolutely. And let's tell everybody why.
Yeah, because they started here in Kingston at Queen's University back in the 90s.
That's amazing.
And they used to be here on CFRC all the time.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool.
Very cool.
So the connection for us to the Writers' Fest is that a member of the Worms, Trevor Strong, is going to be presenting a workshop. It's called Finding the Funny, a Masterclass in Humorous Writing, and it takes place on the Friday from 1:30 to 4:30. And Trevor is unbelievable. He is so funny. He's so smart. He's so good at getting people to think in a different way. This is going to be a great masterclass for anybody who wants to add more humor to their writing, or anybody who wants to start writing about humor.
Interesting. I'd like to meet the guy. He sounds like an interesting character.
Well, what's really cool is the music that's been chosen for today. It's really singer-songwriter stuff, but it's people that that are deep thinkers, right? It's just not pen to paper. It's somebody that took time. It means you'll hear that it means stuff. Even the Moxie Fruva song, as funny as it sounds, and it's a fun little ditty, there's meaning behind it. It's not just, you know.
Well, it's not bubblegum pop.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. And not that there's anything wrong with bubblegum pop, because I also like that
as well. But everything has a time and a place. But this music that for today, I think, is great. And I'm really looking forward as we go through it. And I'm hoping we can cover most of it today. And if not, we still have next week as well. So we can do a part two with those songs. So
let's play one more then, if we want to keep rolling.
Let's get into The Arrogant Worms.
I used to be a farmer, and I made a living fine. I had a little stretch of land along the CP line. But times went by, and though I tried, the money wasn't there. And bankers came and took my land and told me fair is fair. I looked for every kind of job, the answer always no. Hire you now, they'd always laugh, we just let 20 go. The government, they promised me a measly little sum. But I've got too much pride to end up just another bum. Then I thought, who gives a damn if all the jobs are gone? I'm gonna be a pirate on the River Saskatchewan. 'Cause it's a heave-ho, hi-ho, coming down the plains, stealing wheat and barley and all the other grains. It's a ho, hey, hi, hey, farmers bar your doors when you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shores. Well, you'd think the local farmers would know that I'm at large, but just the other day I found an unprotected barge. I snuck up right behind them and they were none the wiser. I rammed their ship and sank it, and I stole their fertilizer. A bridge outside of Moose Jaw spans a mighty river. Farmers cross in so much fear their stomachs are a quiver, 'cause they know that Tractor Jack is hiding in the bay. I'll jump the bridge and knock them cold and sail off with their hay. 'Cause it's a heave-ho, hi-ho, coming down the plains, stealing wheat and barley and all the other grains. It's a ho, hey, hi, hey, farmers bar your doors when you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shores. Well, Mountie Bob, he chased me, he was always at my throat. He'd follow on the shoreline, but he didn't own a boat. But cutbacks were a-coming, so the Mountie lost his job. So now he's sailing with me, and we call him Salty Bob. A swinging sword, a skull and bones, and pleasant company. I never pay my income tax and screw the GST.
Screw it!
It's Albert down to Saskatoon, the terror of the sea. If you wanna reach the co-op, boy, you gotta get by me. 'Cause it's a heave-ho, hi-ho, coming down the plains, stealing wheat and barley and all the other grains. It's a ho, hey, hi, hey, farmers bar your doors when you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shores.
Arr, matey.
Get it? Matey.
Oh, hey, that's really funny. You know, like Louis Riel? Well, pirate life's appealing, but you don't just find it here. I've heard that in Alberta, there's a band of buccaneers. They roam the Athabasca from Smith to Fort McKay, and you're gonna lose your Stetson if you have to pass their way. Well, winter is a-coming, and a chill is in the breeze. My pirate days are over once the river starts to freeze. I'll be back in springtime, but now I have to go. I hear there's lots of plundering down in New Mexico. Cause it's a heave-ho, hi-ho,
coming down the plains, stealing wheat and barley and all the other grains.
It's a ho, hey, hi,
hey, farmers, bar your doors when you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shores.
It's a heave-ho, hi-ho,
coming down the plains, stealing wheat and barley and all the other grains.
It's a ho, hey, hi,
hey, farmers, bar your doors when you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shores. When you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shores.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast of Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
We don't have any listeners out east, I don't think.
How do you know?
Well, maybe as far as Gananoque, but I don't think we're in the Atlantic yet, but good for him.
Yep, maybe. I'm excited to share that the next band we're going to talk about, I've heard of.
Well, I hope so.
So we're going to talk about the Beatles.
Well, we're not really going to. Let's talk more about the show that's going on.
I know, I just
on.
Wanted to be funny and say, I know the next one.
All right, well, let's talk about the show itself. So when's it kicking off? Like, who's going to be
what's the kickoff event?
Yeah, like, what's going on? Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so, you know, we already had our little kickoff event a couple weeks ago when Miss Margaret Atwood and Ian Williams were in town here, and it was an amazing event. But the festival itself kicks off on Thursday, the 18th of September. So it's coming this week. Mm-hmm. It's festival week. We're so excited. I mean, I can't believe it. A week from today, we'll be into the thick of things.
Right.
And it runs for 4 full days, all down at the Marriott. And it's a combination of both writers and readers, focused events. And the exciting part is that all of our authors on stage events, and we have 13 of them, they run concurrently this time. That's what I mean, right? When they don't trip over each other.
Right.
And so, so if you wanted to come and come to every single one of those author talks over the 4 days, you wouldn't have to choose. You could actually come to all.
I love that because yeah. I hate when you go to an event or there's a conference and you're like, you go to A and B, I'll hit up C and we'll meet for D.
Right.
Because there's always something to choose between, you know? So this is great. That's amazing. So what kicks off Thursday night? What's the big thing on Thursday night?
Yeah, so Thursday night's an amazing opening. It's called Resistance and Refuge, and it's got two really great authors. Madeline Tien, who you might remember as a Giller Award winner from a couple of years ago, and Kanisha Lubrin, who also is an award winner. And they are going to be speaking about, it's really about familial backgrounds and what it means to be growing up in different cultures and what it means to learn about grown-up things when you're maybe not fully grown up.
Mm.
But I hate that. But it's
no one likes that, really.
You totally won't hate this.
No, but I'm just saying, when I was a kid finding out grown-up things, you know, you're like,
you ruined that. It's really about, Madeline's book is really about a father and daughter and about a little bit about migration and what it's like to grow up in a family that moves.
Mm-hmm.
And Kinesia's is really great. It has a bit of background in it about modern slavery.
Oh.
But it's don't think of it as a dark novel. It's a thought-provoking novel, but it is not a dark novel.
Okay.
And they are both beautifully, beautifully written. And the conversation between them is going to be Unbelievable. It's going to be a great
Did you get to meet them all in the planning stages?
I have not, but they certainly the program committee has met them all. I've met a few of them.
So program committee next year for Trish.
Well, it has been, I can't tell you how lovely all these authors and their teams have been to work with. It's been great. They're so excited to come to Kingston. We're a literary city here, right?
Yeah.
You know, we have so many great local authors and poets ourselves here. We're just known as people here who love books, who love reading, who love writing, and who are supportive of it. So it's been really important.
Yeah.
So that's Thursday night.
Correct.
Is there a dinner? Is it daytime? How's this all running? So
yeah it's all
take
of
us
the,
through it.
Yeah, it's all of the above. So it starts Thursday night, and there are events that run all day Friday, all day Saturday, and most of Sunday as well. And you can come in the daytime, and there are evening events as well. So as I said, the kickoff with Madeline and Kinesia are both on Thursday night, and there's always a big event in the evening.
Okay.
I'll draw your attention to one of the ones that are coming up on Saturday night.
Sure.
It's called Elbows Up.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, yeah. Very timely, too.
Yeah.
So who's speaking?
Yeah. So there's a book out now called Elbows Up, and it's about Canadian voices of resilience and resistance. And I don't know if you're familiar with CBC's Elamin Abdul-Mahmoud, who he's the host of Commotion, which is a CBC show every day from 11 to 11:30 about culture and arts and, you know, important socioeconomic issues. And he is the editor of this book, and he's brought together all kinds of interesting stories focused on what does it mean to be Canadian? What does it mean for Elbows Up? What does it mean to be resilient? And, you know, what does it mean to build resistance? And so Elamin's going to be there talking about his book. And we also have the perennial favorite, Carol Off, formerly of CBC, is going to be here. And also David Moskrop, who is a journalist from Ottawa.
Right.
So
I bet that would... Is there Q&A sessions and discussion sessions?
Yes. Yeah. After every author's on stage, there is an opportunity for questions from the audience. And they are great. The audience... We have a thinking audience here in Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
And people really have a lot of interest in asking these authors perspectives.
So how is it going to play? So if, say I want to go Saturday night.
Yep.
How does that play out? Does they come up on stage? They talk about their book. Do they give an overview? Do they sell it? Can you buy it? Can you get it signed?
Like, yes, it's very exciting. So,
yeah, it sounds great.
So the presentation happens, and there's always a moderator at the presentation who helps to bring the conversation along and to draw out some questions. Then there's a Q&A. Following that, the authors go to the lobby and sign books. We have a bookstore on site there. So
if
you haven't bought the book already and you're not bringing it with you, you can buy it right there, and the authors are happy to sign it for you.
Brilliant.
And then, of course, you go off and sit in the lovely bar at the Marriott and talk about what you heard.
Right. And have an appetizer.
Exactly.
Because our appetizers are lovely as well.
Well, I'd have more than an appetizer. But... All right, let's talk about Paperback Writer by the Beatles.
Yes, that is a great song.
So take us through why you picked this.
Because it's kind of, it's a bit of a satiric look at what does it mean to actually want to give up your day job and be a writer. And I think it was really made more for, it's like I say, it's a bit satiric, but honestly, when you think about it, it's tough to give up your day job.
Oh,
and it's
that's
tough
a
to
leap
sit
of faith.
Down and it is a leap of faith, and you got to give props to anybody who wants to do it. And, you know, there's no easy path to it. Every writer I've spoken to, there's no such thing as an overnight sensation. People have been toiling away for years and have had lots of rejections and have worked hard on getting to where they are.
Yeah.
So Paperback Writer kind of pokes fun at that, but there's a grain of truth in what they're saying.
Yeah.
All right.
No doubt.
Well, here we go. A little Beatles.
be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
I get the pleasure of calling Trish my friend, so I know a little bit of background about yourself, and I know you have a writing background and you were a journalist. Can you tell us what compelled you to put your hand up this year to say you wanted to participate in such a worthy cause, and a little bit just about your background with the word?
Well, I'd like to say I volunteered, but my arm was twisted.
Okay.
But I loved it. Mm-hmm. And Marilyn Simons was a neighbor of ours.
Okay.
And we just got talking, and I told her how much I loved the Writers' Fest, and she said, oh, we need some help this year. Would you like to do it? And I was thrilled to be able to give them some time. So I'm very happy to do it. Writing is important to me. I mean, as you mentioned, I did start my career as a journalist, and I've spent the last 30, 40 years doing all kinds of writing projects. But what really touches me is that my mom was a writer.
Right.
And my mom...
Please tell this story.
My mom actually wrote children's books and stories from when the time I was a little kid and my sister was a little kid. And when she was 87 years old, we had her first children's book published.
I love this. I remember.
I know. Mm-hmm. And she was thrilled, and we're thrilled to have it out in the real world now. And she had her second one published when she was 88. So I've always looked up to my mom and thought that that was an amazing thing for her to do.
Oh, absolutely.
And it says you're never too late to follow your passion. And so
I've heard someone say that once or twice around here. Might have been me. Yeah.
I think it was you. I think it was you for sure. And so that was, you know, that was it. So I'm thrilled to be part of this. And I, it's been a real labor of love for me.
Okay. Is there anything that has surprised you?
I think, for me, I've met the kindest, most hardworking, most dedicated people on this committee. They care about reading. They care about writing. They care about taking care of the literary community.
Mm-hmm.
And they really want Kingston to be number one as far as a literary festival. And they're so passionate about it.
And that's
really
what... And this is all volunteer work, right?
It's all volunteer. We are powered by volunteer this year, back to our roots.
Right.
And it's been fantastic.
Yeah, I love that. And honestly, if you are looking at Trish, you can see her light up when she talks about it. And she's smiling and she's glowing. So you should be proud of the work that you and the team have done. But I also truly know this is something you're passionate about.
It's a great cause, and I would say we'll be looking for more volunteers going forward. And, you know, that would be great for people to get involved with. But, you know, speaking of our volunteers, giving them a shout out, because on the ground to put this festival on day to day in those 4 days, there's more than 80 volunteers.
Wow.
Spending time, whether they are drivers, whether they are hospitality, whether they are greeters, whether they are ushers, whether they manage the stage. There's 80 people who are working during those 4 days, and then another 30 or 40 behind the scenes that have been working on this for the last 4 or 5 months.
That's amazing. Just one more reason why I love this community.
How do people donate? Because I'm sure there's more than just volunteering involved here. There's got to be money that needs to be raised. So let's talk about that part.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate that the community has come forward, and we have lots of corporate sponsors, and they have really empowered us to be able to continue. We also have funding partners, the Canada Council among them, and we're very grateful for all of those as well. So it's a combination of grants, corporate support, and of course, individuals. Mm-hmm. We have lots of individuals in the
There's
community.
There's beautiful people in this community.
Who have also donated. So, mm-hmm. you know, any good arts festival needs to look at funding in those three buckets in order to continue to be successful. It's a, you know, it's kind of a third, and a third, mm-hmm. you know, and that's really what our goal was this year, and that's what our goal will be going forward.
That's beautiful.
That seems more sustainable, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can't really rely on any one bucket, because, you know, if something goes wrong with one, it's like any business that you run, right? Is if one goes wrong, then you've got the others to shore you up. And we've never found it particularly difficult to get the community involved here. You have to ask, and you have to show them the value, and they're willing to step forward. We have very generous people in this community.
All right. Well, let's move on to, we got Kate Bush up next.
Yes.
And I love Kate Bush. But why did you pick Wuthering Heights?
Well, Emily Bronte, come on.
I know, but I have to ask.
I know. Well, you know, it comes, of course, from Emily Bronte's 1847 classic. It's all about romanticism and gothic horror and, you know, like Heathcliff, you know, across the moors. And it's very, very romantic. And Kate Bush is such an interesting person, too. She's such an interesting writer to have sort of taken this, you know, this a poetic viewpoint and turned it into this pop song. Mm-hmm. Because honestly, when it came out in like the late 70s, I think it was, it became a massive pop song, unheard of on the radio back then. This type of pop song, longer than what usually happens, you know, more ethereal, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, you think about other songwriters like Loreena McKennitt, who also, you know, followed in her footsteps a little bit and, you know, took poems of like Alfred Lord Tennyson and stuff and put them to music. But Kate was kind of a front runner.
Mm-hmm. And when we were on the kind of in the background talking, we were talking about Alan Doyle as well, because he's taken old sea shanties mm-hmm. and poems from the East Coast and mm-hmm. done the exact same thing with Great Big Sea and now on his own. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just amazing. I just think about what great talent we have here in Canada that just provides just wonderful music and wonderful, you know, poetry and just everything. It's a fantastic thing.
Yeah, listen, you know, stories are really how we remain human, and books and writing and poetry of all kinds really have the power to change lives. And that's kind of the crux of what a writer's festival like this is all about.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Well, let's listen to a little Kate Bush here.
Could you leave me when I needed to possess you?
I love that song, and I know you were just saying, Trish, you liked it as well. So it just brings me back and reminds me of being a kid again. So it's kind of funny. So let's talk about our weekend, Sherry. So tonight,
you go first, because trivia is tonight.
Tonight
That's
is trivia.
Right.
So and no, it's not right. We're out of town tomorrow. We're going to a Pogues concert
in
Montreal. So we're going to see the Pogues. And pretty exciting about that. And we'll talk about them next week.
But we have a Pogue song lined up last, but we never get to all of our music. So I don't think we're going to get to it. But next week we'll be able to speak about what the Pogue's concert was like.
Well, I actually talked to somebody. I was chatting with somebody today who was at the Pogue's concert last week in Toronto.
Okay.
And said it was wonderful.
Well, you know what's really funny? Anybody I've said that we're going to this says straight up, like, who's the Pogue's? And then as soon as you play a song, they're like, oh, those guys. Right? It just takes a minute.
Who's the Pogues?
I've heard it. One of our friends we're going with said it.
Oh, yeah, I know.
The husband, but not the wife.
Yeah.
Yes.
That makes sense. Chris doesn't know who they are. But let's talk about trivia tonight. So obviously in honor of Trish being here, first round, just so you know, guys, if you've heard these songs today, I hope you wrote them down.
You have
because,
a leg up?
You got a leg up on some people. So we're doing it on books, writers, and poetry is the first round. And these songs all are going to be played. So if you're listening tonight, you really do have a leg up. Second round is songs about love and hate. So just this time of the year, you know, with 9/11 being today, and I'm not going to get into it or whatever. It's just love and hate and just looking for, you know. And then third round, songs about life. I was really pretty melancholy this week. And then my last round, songs about better days.
Okay.
I'm really looking for better days. So this week is...
it's kind of melancholy.
Yeah. I mean, the weather today is kind of overcast and everything. And
is that called pathetic fallacy? Isn't that what it's called? No, not pathetic. What is it when the weather...
Apathetic.
The weather mimics the reality or the state of the world or something.
I don't know.
Like that. There's some fancy word. I'm trying to be fancier than I am.
I'm not that fancy. I just can't swear on the air, so I'm just saying it's terrible. But, you know, I'm thinking about better days, and I was trying to, you know, the last round's going to cheer me up. So, So that's me, and then that's tonight. And, guys, we're at Wild Wings on Progress.
Yes.
Right at Gardner's
really
there.
Really good food.
Yeah,
I've been impressed. Like, we've been now eating there for pretty much four consecutive weeks, maybe five consecutive weeks, because we went in advance, and the food's really good.
Yeah, and I go around and I ask everybody. The portions are big, the food is great, it's piping hot, the drinks are good, everybody's having a good time. So yeah, come on out, support it. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Like I said, if you come and you say Moxie Fruvis at 7 o'clock to me, you're gonna get some tickets.
Get some tickets.
And that's going to the Mystery at the Marriott,
right?
So
absolutely,
that'll be cool.
And then Friday, we're going to Montreal to go to the Pogues.
Yeah.
And so that's an all-day adventure.
Saturday, I have a big wedding in just east of here. So it'd be good. So I'll update you on that when I get back. We got lots of people. I'm hoping for good weather because the weather's not looking great, and it's an outdoor ceremony. So let's hope that gets better. And then...
I'm showing houses on Saturday. This is what I normally do on a Saturday. Show somebody a house.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be fun. I really like this couple that I'm working with, and they're looking at waterfront on the Thousand Islands. So it's never a hardship to have to drive out to the Ivy Lee or to the Thousand Islands Parkway and look at waterfront houses, particularly as it's getting fall.
Yeah.
Give it a couple more weeks and I'll be like, yes, let's keep looking. Don't pick one. I want to keep looking. That's what's going to happen. And then we have some social things, and then we actually are doing what we think is fun, and it's going to be special to us. But one of our best friends is getting married soon, and Terry's DJing their wedding. So we're doing their pre-wedding consultation on Sunday.
Yeah,
so
that's gonna
always
be cool.
Extra special. It's always special, but it's extra special because I know we're just going to sit around the kitchen table and reminisce on great songs and pick their playlist for the night. So that's going to be really great. We're excited about that.
Yeah, and it's a cool wedding because I'm actually going to get to spin vinyl. I haven't gotten to do that in a long time, and their request was I do a vinyl set, so I'm going to do an 80s alternative vinyl set. So we're going to pick some songs, and I'll get all my vinyl prepped and my turntables out and ready to go, and I'm pretty pumped about that. So it's going to be, that'll be a lot of fun, that event. So we'll talk more about that when the event gets closer. Let's talk about poetry to go. So, Trish, there's a cool part of this event that's coming up on the Saturday, the 20th, right?
That's right. It's a brand new event for us. It's called Poetry to Go. And really, from 10 until 3 in the afternoon in the lobby of the Marriott, pop on down because we're going to have some award-winning poets there. And you can tell them something about your life or something about you or something about your dog or something about something that happened to you. And they will create a poem for you, a bespoke poem just for you, right on the spot. So you can have a souvenir of the festival or a wonderful gift that you can give someone you love.
And I like it because it's not overpriced. It's $10 just for the poem and paper, and then framed is $15.
Correct.
Like, it's not a crazy price. Like, to go in, and especially because it's personal, it's about you or your family, your dog, your pet, your house, whatever, but it's not a crazy price at all.
Yeah, it's an affordable luxury, I think, because isn't it a luxury to have something specially written just for you?
Oh, absolutely.
So romantic and so sweet and so, you know, touching.
Yeah, so that's really cool. So Poetry to Go sounds wonderful. And then let's talk about let's play this next song. And we were going to play Jan Arden, but we're running out of time. So I'm going to jump down to the Tragically Hip, Courage, because they are local hometown boys. And Gord Downie was an amazing poet.
Yeah, he is the number one poet of my heart. That
okay.
is for sure. I'm going to admit something. Before I moved to Kingston 8 years ago, I knew of the Hip and I knew of their music, but I wasn't a super fan. And I moved here only 2 weeks before Gord passed away.
Oh, wow.
And I lived over top of Market Square. And the day that he passed away, the square exploded with tributes, and I looked out the window and thought, what is happening down in front of my house? And when I went down there, people were so moved, and they really came together as a community. So that kind of got me interested in reading more about his poetry and digging into his poetry. And this is an amazing song, Terry, because it's a song that everybody's going to recognize. It's about Hugh MacLennan,
yeah,
also an amazing Canadian writer.
All right, so let's play this one, and then if we have time, we'll come back. There's a couple more, but I'm not sure we're going to get to them, but let's go with this. So what a fantastic song here.
Tragedy consists in
I just said off air that that just sounds like a Canadian summer right there.
For sure.
Every time you hear his voice, I just feel like it's, in my mind, the 80s or 90s, and it's summer.
And it's still summer now.
It is. Absolutely. You're right. We are really, really grateful to have had Trish Krause join us today. She is representing the Kingston Writers Fest. And if you want to get tickets or find out more information or any of those good things, go directly to their website, which is the Kingston, no, not the, KingstonWritersFest.ca. Don't put the thought in there. That's just me saying that. What closing thoughts would you have for us, Trish? And if there's one thing somebody should get to, what would you recommend?
Well, I would say that if you have not been to Writers Fest, this is your year, because we have a wide diversity of all kinds of different genres and all kinds of different writing styles and voices. Don't be nervous. If you've never been to a literary festival, we're all friendly and everybody just wants to talk books and wants to, like, you know, raise up writing and writers in this community. So don't be nervous. Come on down. Pick anything and just pop in and have a great day.
That's excellent.
I'm going to go to Poetry to Go. I think I'm going to bring my little book of poems from when I was a kid.
Okay.
Maybe I'll get up on stage and talk. No, I'm just kidding.
Please don't.
I'm not going to do that.
It can't be good.
No.
You had to land it on some nonsense, didn't you?
30 years.
We were doing fairly sophisticated there. Yeah, and you just had to take it back.
No, I'm not going to do that. But I definitely am going to go to Poetry to Go. And I think I'm going to go to Saturday night. I'm hoping we can make Saturday night as well.
Yeah, I think it would be interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. So with that, guys, we're going to end off with Jan Arden. And just your thoughts on this song as well.
Well, I love her because not only is she a wonderful writer and a Canadian poet on her own, but she's also become a novelist as well. She's put out a novel called The Biddlemores, which is kind of a fantasy book, and it's so sweet. And it's and she also teaches at the Icelandic Writers Fest. So she, and my mom was Icelandic, so I feel very connected.
Oh, that's such a tie-in, and you have a tattoo as well.
I do. I have lyrics from Jan's Good Mother. That is heart in hand, feet on ground.
Wow.
What a great way to end it. Guys, thank you very much. We'll see you around town and stay frosty.